I'm thinking, okay, yeah, I'm gonna just lay down for a quick little hour and a half nap. Yeah, that ended up being 3 hours. So yeah, you know how that shit go, fuck the whole. I'm like, oh damn, man. I gotta run through this, run through that, try to get this fired up. That shit the worst feeling in the world, bro, waking up late.
Yeah, hey, but I ain't gonna, but them daytime naps, boy, they be on the money, boy.
What?
Money.
Because I went to work. Okay, my day start off, I'm going to work, and I'm like, oh yeah, I got that class today. I can actually hang back a little bit. So then I done overslept for that. So I was like, damn, you dumbass. I get up, but I actually drive out to the job, which is 35 minutes away. I get out there and I go to the wrong building. They done moved it. I'm like, oh shit. Now I get there right on time for the time the class is supposed to be. So I would have been straight. But then, you know, like I said, they hadn't moved it. So they tell me where it's at. I drive over there, ain't no parking. I'm like, oh fuck it. Ain't no way I'm gonna get in this class. These people gonna go ahead and shut this class down before I can you know, get in there. Or they gonna tell me I can't join it because it's gonna be too late by the time I park and walk all the way back up here. So then I just go ahead and, you know, vibe out. So fuck it, I'm home for the day. I ain't fucking with the shit. Went on back to the crib. So I should have known my time had been all off all day any fucking way. I should have just left that shit alone. But well, we march on. Such is life, man.
That be boy, you mess around with that time and then be like, damn, I thought I had some time and that shit, that time is going though.
Bro, look at the time waits for no man. That bitch just keep on ticking. I said, God damn. I wasn't even mad or nothing. I said, fuck it, man. I drove down, they look. I said, oh, hell nah. Yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna bust this Julie right on back to the crib. I'll see you people next time. We'll just chalk that up as an L for the day. So what happened, man? What you gonna tell me, man?
Oh man, this dog, this might be one of the craziest stories ever. I don't think I ever had anything like this happen. This is crazy. And Monday, I ain't doing nothing Monday but chilling. Got up, I cleaned up the crib a little bit. And you know, I'ma just chill at the crib. I ain't even finna go nowhere. I get a text from one of my little songs. Like, what's up? You know, what's up, baby? I'm like, hey, you know what I'm saying? What's good? Now, mind you, I didn't hear from her for like a while because she talked about she ended up moving back with her baby daddy. So, you know, I'm damn near, I kind of blocked.
Right.
So she like, what's up? She wanna holler at me. She wanna go, you know, go chit, no chat, get some lunch, and we could kick it afterwards. So I'm like, you know, cool. I ain't got nothing going on. You know, she went with her. She do her thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna come pick you up. We're gonna go to Flanagan. You know, Flanagan's got the lunch special, man. A little $6.99 lunch special. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going there, go get me some wings, fries, a couple of drinks. I mean, good. So she's like, yeah, it's one right down the street from my crib. I'm like, okay, so bam. Jump in the truck, I slide, go pick her up. I'm like 5 minutes away from her. She's like, hey, baby, can my sister come? Because she's hungry too. And I'm like, something like that told me.
Red flag.
I was like, you know what? We going, you know, 6 9. I don't care, baby. She's like, you know what? I'm gonna pay for her. And I was like, okay, well, cool, bro. Get there, pick them up. They jump in the car, right? So we ride into the place, and her sister's on the phone, and she kind of aggressively talking. But I'm trying not to pay attention. You know, that's whatever she got going on. She got going on. But I could hear her instantly say, man, the doctor called me talking about I got chlamydia.
No.
When she said, get out. No. Get out now, bro. I don't even want you around me, bro.
I looked at
no.
I told her, I'm going to be straight up. I can't deal with it. Like, she should have kept that to herself. I can't deal with it.
Who the fuck does that? Who like, yeah, man, doctor said I got the clap. Hey, bro, like, I don't.
Dude, I'm like,
bro, that shit, wow.
If you rocking like that, you rocking like that. I don't know.
Oh, you breaking up.
Yeah, X, you breaking up. Yeah, you kind of breaking up a little bit, bro.
Y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
You better.
Okay, yeah, so I'm telling her, like, listen, I'm going to politely drop y'all back. I'm going to go my way. Hey, we going with you. I say, I'm telling y'all, I'm going to drop y'all. Y'all not going with me because I ain't going to. I don't want no problem. She's like, no. Just drop us to the restaurant. All right, drop them to the restaurant. They don't want to get out of the car. I say, listen, I ain't going to put my hands on none of y'all, but y'all got to because this is just too much for me to even handle. I'm like, and I'm going to tell you the crazy thing. The sister was 17 years old.
Oh, my God. Oh my God!
I'm like,
hey, no, X.
He in school.
Like, yeah, everything here is wrong.
She like, no, I do virtual school. I say, you know what? I don't even want you around me because you're underage. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck you 17 and you screaming out? You got committed. Somebody gave you committed. Like,
yikes.
So she like, well, her dude finna come get it. I say, oh yeah. Matter of fact, you ride with them because I don't even see him, you or her. Like,
yeah, I'm good.
Easy. I'm like, I know people be fucked up, but I've never seen it. Like, personally, somebody just openly saying in front of somebody they don't know.
Fuck no.
And except
I mean, it's crazy to me to ever tell somebody you got an STD, especially something like the clap, because you could just go get that cleaned on up to handle your business and keep that on the tuck. I mean, now if it's some shit like, you know, herpes or the monster, you know, yeah, you owe people that to tell them that. But shit, I thank God, bro, I ain't never got burnt. But if I did, and there's some shit, you know, claps. If, I'm going down there and get my little shot, take my little pills, whatever. And that's quiet as kept. I'm gonna cuss that little heifer out. That's about it. Snaking ass, but, oh, you done gave me this shit.
Listen, bro, I'm gonna tell you, struck out, first of all, when she said, yeah, I moved back with my baby daddy, and she should have cut it off right then and be like, you know what? I got a something just came up. I got something to do. Cause if she says she moved back, she really never moved out, man. She never really moved out, bro. I'm telling you.
Already, they was already in the truck by the time that happened. So I was like, I'm overlooking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then look, I had no, you know, look, I keep like a whole 2 bottles of Hennessy in my truck. So I started sipping. And I'm like, you know, I'm gonna just vibe, you know what I'm saying? I know what this chick wants. She trying to vibe, you know what I'm saying? But then once the sister coming, I'm like, hold on, what?
Yeah, I ain't signed. This is not part of the terms and agreements.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, I ain't jumping both of y'all, but nah. And hey, look, when she got her car, she on the phone, talk aggressive, and that came out, I was like, oh.
You got her up out of there? She went ahead and got out the...
I told them, I said, I'm going to give y'all 10 minutes to get the fuck out of my truck. Y'all let the restaurant, y'all go inside, order y'all some food. I'm leaving. Now, y'all don't leave. Get vicious. Y'all, you know, then it's going to be some shit y'all don't want to hear. She like, the sister ended up getting out of this. So she like, man, why you acting like that? I say, man, listen. I'm at peace. I don't want none of the shit in my life.
Yeah.
I don't want this. Because, I mean, for one, I ain't heard from you in a little while. You call, like, man, she probably want to kick it. No problem. I ain't got no problem with it. But when you start bringing some shit that I don't have that in my life. And that shit come, guess what? It starts to come. I'm like, I don't want that.
Hell nah. Yeah, take you. Take your nasty ass little sister. And y'all get the fuck on, man. Nobody got time for this whole shit. Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
She must be raising her sister, bro. She got to be raising her sister, bro, because it ain't no mother figure allow that shit to happen like that, man. Just that's crazy.
I'm like 17 years old. What in the fuck are you doing?
Living unrighteous. That's a wild way to live, brother. Anyway, that's crazy, man.
Shit, like, you are your life is literally almost fucked up. You talking like this.
Luckily, she got one you can wash off, but still, she on the wrong path early in life, bro. You ain't even got to keep your mouth shut sometimes.
She got one that you can wash, but that might be the one that they just told her about. Like, they might want to see her and tell her, like, hey, man.
Also.
No, you kind of fucked up a little bit.
You imagine that shit, dog. You go in, you like, all right, I'm straight. I just got the little. And then you get in that motherfucker, they're like, oh yeah, my bad. It was a page two. On page two, you have these other mitigating circumstances that, I'll be honest with you, is not looking too good for you.
Then, you know, like, she jump in the car. She's like, oh yeah, we was at the studio last night. I ain't get home till like 4 a.m.
Like, the studio, yeah. Studio, somebody's house with a pillow taped to the wall. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't no damn studio. What studio? Who? Child. See, and that's what I'm saying. I'm with you. I'm too old, bro. Be around childish shit like this. Get these churn the fuck from around me. Talk about she at somebody's studio. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, like
you said, you.
When we was younger, man, that story might have been a little bit oppressive. I'm 41. I don't give a fuck about you.
Fuck baby. About no studio. Hey, you wasn't with nobody no goddamn way. You were an aspiring rapper. All us used to be an aspiring rapper. Who gives a shit?
Come to find out, yeah, I know why your ass was in the studio. I'm probably fucking all other niggas in the so-called studio. I know why you was in the studio.
Shit, man. Let's talk some ball real quick, man.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, your Miami Hurricanes Barbershop Football Talk or Football Talk Barbershop. I don't know. I be mixing it up sometimes. Y'all know what it is. You know who it is. It's your boy, Lane. We back, man. Fresh off of the continued belt the ass tour, the punch in the face tour. You know what's up? Belt the ass boys is out here doing their thing, proving a lot of people wrong, making a lot of haters even hotter, doing our thing, man. Yeah, we just bust them boys in South Florida. Now they don't have a defensive line. They told us they had a D-line. They told us they went to war with Bama. Now none of that don't matter. Everything we do don't matter. You go toe-to-toe with Bama. Oh, man, these boys something for real. Now y'all boys better be worried. Yeah, okay. All right. Cool, cool. Anyways, got my guys here, man, pulling up. Real Phil General X is here with us. Say what up to the people, X.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good? What's good? We back. Yeah, that team from Tampa, man, they did all that shit talking like they stood a chance. And now it's, oh, well, y'all supposed to do us like that. I'm not getting energy to that right now. So,
no time for that shit. You were talking big shit. Then they were crying. Oh, you guys are classless and this and that. And other. Well, no air for the smoke and shit. Yeah, you were talking all that shit.
What the fuck you want us to be? Like, what you want us to be? Shake your hand after we kick your ass?
Well, I posted a video on the 26th page, and my man was just recording a video saying, y'all leaving? Damn, y'all already getting out of here? And the dude was like, don't be a dick. Don't be a dick. I was like, oh, if you can't handle that, no wonder y'all say we classes. I'm like, that's nothing. That's friendly fan banter. You supposed to be like, hey, y'all boys got us today, man. It is what it is. Y'all have a good one. I'm beating this traffic. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. We smoke. It is what it is. And I was like, oh, if y'all offended by that, I know y'all think we really out there. So, yeah, I found that hilarious. I was like, you know what, man? That's what I told everybody. I'm embracing the villain role. Fuck it. Y'all, you ain't going to like us no matter what. So, hey, fuck it. Kiss my ass, too.
That we Miami. Everybody hate us, so guess what? Make them give them something to hate us for.
Right. There you go. Got my main man, D-Rob, D, however you want to say it, pulling up with us today, man. Fresh out the classroom, man. We got two instructors in here. One for the little fellas and one for the grown men. What's up, D?
Shoot, what's going on? You already know, man. It was a little late work day today. So, you know, I had to make sure I pull up. You know, we had a guest today, so I had to make sure I had to pull up. But everything is everything. Everything good. Like you said, the extension cord, the ass tour continues. You already know what it is. Yeah, you already know what it is. Like I said, them South Florida people, they're doing all that, that fat mouthing. And we weren't even going at them at first. They started first. And then now it's crickets. Now they on the two lanes. So it is what it is.
No boy said, that's what we do. Okay, well, that's what we do. I mean, you pull up, you ask for a fight, you got punched in the mouth. And now you like, hey, man, ain't nobody say we were hitting that hard. Hell, shit, I tell you what, next time. I guess they just discovered how, you know, big three social media is because they not in it. So I'm like, oh, yeah, man, these people do this shit all day, every day. This is their passion. They wake up first thing in their morning, man, before they even brush their teeth or wipe the cold out their eye. They finna go troll something. That's the first thing they got to do. And I'm talking about on a 4-8 Florida team. They going to talk shit. You know what I'm saying? On a 4-8 Florida State team. Them boys going to talk. And we ain't never 4-8. On a 6-6 Miami team, it's going to be some shit talk. So, anyways, yeah, man, we got a guest with us today. We're going to preview the
I don't know if Florida State talk. When they was 3-7, them boys, they was dead.
Yeah, that's fair. You're right. You're right.
I'm going to get it. The Gators, they be sorry. 4-7, 5-7, them fuckers going to talk.
That's facts.
Disappear. They start getting political. Well, hey man, we got other things in life to do.
Yeah, they was taking their kids to the Pop Warner football game on Saturdays, and you know what I'm saying? They was doing all that. We weren't hearing none of that. So
the boys in the pumpkin patch this time of year, man. Look, man, you go on Facebook, look at, oh, no, I know damn well it ain't kickoff, and your ass out there with a vest on and a flannel shirt, walking around with a bunch of pumpkins and shit. With these turns, I told my wife, look here, man, I don't care how bad the season going. Kiss my whole ass. You know I'm not going to no pumpkin patch at kickoff time. Just ain't happening. I'm going to watch this bullshit. I'm going to be, you know, somewhat upset, but I'm not going out. You're disrespectful. Don't ask me to do no shit like that. We can do it Sunday, but definitely not on no Saturday. So, yeah, miss me with all that. You're right. Shout out my boy Rob, man. Rob, no, he the galloping ghost. The minute Florida State get trashed, he goes to duck, and then he'll swear, I was there the whole time. He's a damn lie. Anyway, man. Virginia Tech on deck. That's a nighttime. We got Friday Night Lights. We're pulling up 7:30. We are currently favored by 19.5. Over under at 54.5. So,
yeah, that's about – it started at 17, and that thing jumped.
It's sliding up, huh? Yeah, maybe they had an injury or something. We'll find out. We got my man Vito here with us, man. Say what's up to the people, Vito.
Man, thanks for having me.
That's I see you repping like me. I like that. Got your little flag in the background and whatnot.
Yeah.
Got to all day, every day. I got a good friend of mine is actually a Virginia Tech fan, man. I got to slide there one year when we played. That was the game. Man, y'all smoked us pretty bad. I remember Njoku had a wide open down the sideline and just dropped it. And I was like, oh, was shit. That
2016?
That's about right. That sounds about right. Yeah, I said, oh, it's going to be one of them. But that was my first time pulling up, man. Beautiful stadium. Awesome. I'm going to tell you, man, y'all boys get to jumping up and down, jingling the keys and shit. I was like, oh, I want to participate.
That was the game where Woody Byrne took over. That's y'all defensive end brother, Tyler Byrne.
Yeah, man. Hell of a game that year, man. One of our oldest and to me favorite rivalries. I love that. I love the energy in that one, man. Really enjoyed the campus and everything out there. So that was cool. I'd like to get back out there sometime soon, man. But first off, I never had to ask you this, man. How you end up being a Vitek fan?
Okay, so I'm from a city called Newport News, Virginia.
Okay.
It's the hometown of Michael Vick.
Yeah.
So when I was growing up, I was like middle school, and Michael Vick went on a magical run. And I wasn't even a college football fan. So when Michael Vick went on his run, like, the city got behind him. So that's how I got it.
Ah, that's dope, man. That's fire. Yeah, bad news. I heard y'all.
Then isn't what's his name? Ronald Curry from that same
Yeah, he from Hampton. It's next city over. Yeah.
Okay, okay. I remember both of those guys in high school, and they were like, "Man, yeah, Michael Vick is this guy." And they were like, "But no, the best guy is Ronald Curry." I like
Ronald Curry. Yeah.
Hold on.
He was the one. So we were talking just a little bit pre-show, man. And you said the team you got, what the team you promised. I told everybody the scariest game on my schedule starting out the year was Virginia Tech Friday night. So where's the promise falling, man? What happened? What do you see as a fan?
Okay, so I've been saying this all summer and going into the season that just because you bring back starters, it don't mean they gonna get better automatically. So Virginia Tech fan, we bringing back all five offensive line. And I'm like, bro, they was mid last year.
That's what I said. Is that a good thing?
Bringing back mid. You bringing back experience mid, but you bringing back mid. So that's pretty much been our undoing. We got a right tackle. I ain't going to say his name on this platform, but he 3 year starter. He been trash all 3 years. I don't like calling kids out. You know,
I don't know.
They getting paid now, though, too.
Yeah, right. They can take a little criticism. They get a check.
They can take a little criticism. But just, I don't know what information he got on the coaches, but I saw the depth chart for this week, starting right tackle. So anytime you see number 70 with them lookout blocks this Friday night,
it's up. maybe that's why the point spread went up another 2 points. They must have got the depth chart. Set it back out there again.
Up the bench. 70 got three quarterback sacks this year. I'm not playing. He's sacking the quarterback. He's sacking Cameron Jordan. He got three sacks. Type in, I'm going to say his name, Parker Clements sack. He got sacks.
Okay. Damn.
He the best edge rusher we got.
On the whole team, man. You got an advantage. You start on the right side of the line of scrimmage.
That play that went viral last week with Cameron fumbled out the end zone. His right tackle stepped on his foot, almost broke his ankle.
Golly. Yeah, I you know, traditionally, Virginia Tech, the one thing we could always expect out of Virginia Tech is a tough defense, usually really good at the corner position, pretty stout up front, and special teams. That's always been the calling card. That was the calling card for years. And what's that now?
And a dual threat quarterback.
Dual threat QB. Yeah, that's it. How much of that remains true as of now? I know drones is dual threat.
Cornerbacks is our strongest unit on the team as far as Dorian Strong. And we got a kid named Dante Lovett out of Maryland. And we got another kid named, name escaping me. He real good too. Mansoor Delane. He got a brother that play safety at Ohio State or something. But I would say corner is actually our strongest unit. That holds true. Cameron Jones is a dual threat, but either he banged up or not. The coach is telling him not to run as much because he hasn't been effective running like he normally is. And the defense is average to okay, depending on how they feeling.
No doubt. Ain't no special team blocks and shit no more, man. That used to scare the shit out of me with Virginia Tech.
We good punt return unit. We got this punt returner, Jalen Lane. He also a slot receiver here. He was a transfer portal from Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
And actually, Jalen Lane went crazy on Miami like 2 years ago.
Yeah, he the one that went. He the one that went crazy on them boys, man. Bombs over Baghdad.
Yeah, him. So he
I thought that name sound familiar. I got a little twitch when I heard it. I said, wait, oh shit.
Yeah. He got a punt return touchdown this year. He's been like the only spark on the team to be for real as far as special teams. But and Bashaw Tootin is our kick returner and starting running back. So we got a good return units, but we ain't blocking punts and all of that. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Okay. Well, you know, it's always a new regime. Things change up a little bit. But that's one thing I love about college football is when you hold tradition. Virginia Tech's been one of those schools that have they Virginia Tech typically in and out, whether it's good or bad. And when things do go down south, it's usually because they don't have that dual threat kind of guy back there to create that extra action. You got to help the pass rusher, though, on the defensive line. You leading the ACC right now, I think, with 6 sacks.
Leading the FBS.
Yeah, all the – okay. Yeah, FBS, absolutely, yeah. What's bro names? Because escaped my name right
now. Antoine Powell. He was originally played at Florida, and he transferred here. Yeah, okay. He played at Florida. He got into it, put his hands on the coach. That's what 7-5-7 boys. Percy Harvin put hands on the coach too over there in Florida, man. Some 7-5-7 boys go over there and start beating up coaches, and
then they got to come home.
he came on home. He from Portsmouth, Virginia, not that far from me. So he came over here. He don't set the edge in the he's not no good run defender, but he get out to the quarterback a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, my man, I gotta salute. You know, the numbers are the numbers. He's getting back there, causes wreaking some havoc. How would you kind of grade the D-line unit all together, though, outside, like, in totality, I guess?
I gotta give them a C-minus because we played Vanderbilt to start the season, and they pretty much ran triple option, and everybody was lost. For 3 quarters, they was lost. We had a lot of hype going into the defensive line. We had Aeneas Peebles come in from Duke. He was supposed to be, you know, this big monster in the middle, and he all right, he cool. Kevin Gilliam, another Virginia kid that transferred from Oklahoma, he's starting to crack the rotation, but it ain't been nothing spectacular. They just been average to, if you watch the Rutgers game, below average, or the Vanderbilt game, below average.
That's right. So y'all are, you sitting at 2-2. You got what? Let's see, losses to those 2 teams. Who'd you record your wins against?
We beat Old Dominion, which is located in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah.
And we beat Marshall.
Shit. Well, that ain't a horrible wins because I know Old Dominion.
Hell games, though. They want good wins.
Yeah, well, you got to take it. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, it shouldn't be a fight. It shouldn't be a match. But I know that Old Dominion game is something serious lately, man. I'm like, the hell going on in Blacksburg? Like,
they played Virginia Tech real close. A couple years ago,
They beat us.
They beat
us.
They beat us.
Old Dominion and Richmond are 2 teams out here. They usually play these state schools kind of close, man. They usually play them kind of close.
Oh yeah, Rob out there in Yahweh now, man. He's military dude, but
What city you in, Norfolk?
No, I'm out here in Hopewell, Fort Lee. I'm out here in Hopewell.
Okay. Yep.
Around the corner there.
No, that's like an hour for me, but yeah.
Nah, you know, allegedly around the corner. Hour around the corner, you know, when you from Savannah. So I'm from Savannah, so to get anywhere with some, you know, outside of town, I had to go probably 2 hours, honestly, to really go get into some extra action. That's here nor there. So let me ask you in general. I know this season isn't playing out how you maybe imagine early on. I can't imagine you thought a Rutgers loss would be on the slate, nor Vanderbilt. Even, you know, I don't buy that SEC shit like that.
I had Rutgers as a go either way. Rutgers is a really good team.
Oh yeah, we played them. We played them last year in the bowl. And I was gonna say, I know it's, you know, the joke to the jokes, and that was our C team or whatever, but they beat us. Bottom line, I make no excuses. And they got Shiano. Shiano's a good coach. So I know you're going to get a well-coached, disciplined team that's going to play just sound football. Now, how athletic they're going to be top to bottom, that's where your questions come in. And you should be able to, as a P4, you know, mid to upper level program, you would think that'd be a dub. But I think that's a program back on the rise, kind of quiet as kept. I think Rutgers is going to be, you know, down in that in that 20s range in the next year. So I think they'll be one of those type teams going to make some noise and upset a couple of teams out there. But, all right. So as a Tech fan, where would you kind of point the finger as to how the program is really falling off in from its normal standard? Where would you kind of point the finger in the last, you know, few years or whatever, where it's not quite exactly where you thought it, you know, where, you know, we know what it used to be, we know the standard ACC champs, and some shots and some really big games, and things are kind of, you know, falling from that standard ever since Coach got out of there. Okay, and towards the end of his regime, to be honest.
Okay, so it does start with Justin Fuente, and I ain't even gonna go through the whole long story about Justin Fuente. I'm gonna just say he came in from Memphis, and he basically wanted to change how we recruit. He went by not recruiting. He didn't care about recruiting. He didn't care for it. He let it he let things slip to the point where the high school coaches in Virginia weren't fooling with him, politics wise.
That must be a Memphis coach thing, because White Michael,
Memphis coach thing.
He don't want to recruit either. But go on.
He just want to pick from the portal and get a bunch. He kind of like Dabo without the success. Like, give me these white boys. They not gonna give me no lip. They not gonna give me no drama. And I'm gonna just put them in the system.
That's a losing formula.
It's a losing formula. You can do it in G5, but in the ACC, like, people joke like ACC ball. Sorry, you will lose not recruiting in ACC.
Gotcha.
So Brent Pratt come in 2022 and he got to clean all that up. So we win three games in 2022. We win apparently six games. I don't count bowl wins no more. Bowls ain't the same. Six wins last year. So it was just they bringing back a lot of experience. But in reality, he's still dealing with old boys' talent.
Gotcha.
You know, mixed in with his portal people. Mixed in with the national media expecting a leap. And, you know, that leap wasn't as big as we thought, pretty much.
I got you. Y'all boys hop in, man. Y'all got anything? Don't let me just hold the mic.
I checked out y'all Vanderbilt game. Some of y'all highlights. Y'all linebacker play is kind of, I won't say it's impressive, but it's solid. Y'all linebacker play. It look like y'all play a lot of linebackers, like five or six of them.
Yeah. So what they do is they rotate in, and then like we our system is a 4-3, and they just rotate in. And then we got hybrid people playing linebacker too. So some of them boys is really safeties,
gotcha.
But they just rotate in about 4-5 dudes.
Bringing down close to the line.
Yeah, I was about to say. So, yeah, man. And usually, I mean, they usually be stout in the back, like in the back end. You know what I'm saying? Their secondary is usually actually pretty decent. I mean, I don't know how they fare this year as far as the group. But I'm kind of like, I ain't going to lie, I was expecting y'all to be undefeated, you know what I'm saying, coming to play us. I thought Drones was going to look a whole lot better than he has. I don't know if they changed the playbook, stopped him from running. I mean, I watched the Vanderbilt game, and then I watched the Rutgers game, and, you know, I was like, man, something wrong. I don't know what it is, but something ain't there, right? And then I saw that y'all starting with left guard or right guard is going to be out, and it's another player that's going to be out, like two key players. So, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to look now, but something's going on with Drones, man. I don't know what it is or what, but he doesn't. From what he looked like last year towards the end of the year, and then, I mean, you don't count the bowl game, but how he played, I was like, yeah, man, it's going to be one of those old school Miami Virginia Tech games where it's going to be the trenches. It's going to be tough. It's going to be, you know, 21-17, something like that, but it's going to be an overall good game. And I don't know, man, it don't look like, from what I've seen, it don't look like that's what it's going to be like.
So what happened with Drones is, and I've been speaking on it all four games this year. So last year, Drones wanted the starter. He didn't win the job opening about 3 weeks. So they made the change, and they switched to basically, we're going to run outside. We're going to run stretch, zone. We ain't going to run no more inside zone. We're going to run all outside zone. Drones going to keep. That's what opened up the whole offense. So Jalen Lane was a receiver last year. Daquan Felton out of Portsmouth, he was a good receiver last year. And we had another receiver, Allie Jennings from Highland Springs. Them three receivers was all juniors. NIL, all of that happened. What ended up happening was all three of them was convinced to come back instead of going NFL or somewhere else. So now what you got is politics at play. You got an offensive coordinator saying, I got to feed these receivers. I don't got a passing quarterback. Drones is like a run quarterback. And once the run game is going, he got his one-on-ones, he'll hit you deep. That's his game. Anybody with eyeballs know that. So now we're trying to run this quick game, trying to feed these receivers that we didn't convince to come back. And that ain't Drones' game. He not no drop back, one, two, three, get the ball out. That ain't never going to be his game. We're a run game. We're a run team first. And then you get your one-on-ones, and they make their plays off of that. But they basically wasted the month of September trying to do something that we ain't.
Yeah, you know, he put it perfectly. I love that about Guidry, man. He's got good eyes. He said, you know, teams are going to – you're going to get your film, and you're going to see, oh, this is who they are, and they're not going to do that. He said that's not what they're going to do when they come to play you. And so you have to be prepared for those adjustments, as he said. And then if you do well on that, what's going to happen is third quarter, they're going to go back to the original who they are, and you already prepped for that. So with that said, and what you just said, do you expect them, you know, it's a rivalry game, so I always expect tighter games. This is usually one of those pretty good ones. It's an ass whooping here and there, but usually it's typically a pretty good game. Do you expect them to make those adjustments to where you're going to try to get back to who you are, essentially, and pound the rock to open up the pass again?
They tried to find their identity versus Rutgers last week when what they did won't work again. So they found their run game with Tootin, Drones. But I'm going to tell you why they're not going to try to run the ball. This is the best defensive line we're going to play all year with Bane. Ain't Bane hurt?
I think he's going to be back.
An animal. Bane is an animal.
He dinged up. You know? I mean, even without Bane, you still, you know, just D-line.
Aaron and
Tyler Byrne. We know about Tyler Byrne because Woody Byrne, he played at Virginia Tech. That's his little brother. And I thought he was going to be a Virginia Tech lock, and he went to Tennessee. I still follow recruiting.
He reminds me. He reminds me of one of those Vitek monsters up front. I can absolutely see Barron in that uniform, man.
But you know what's crazy though? Like you can think about, like you said, if Barron would have went to Virginia Tech, and if y'all would have got old boy out of high school instead of him going to Florida, man, y'all would have had a mean pass rush game, boy. Ooh wee, that would have been nice.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. Anyway, you were saying, brother, my fault.
When I look at what Vitek did offensively, and I look at the team we just played, the team from Tampa, their quarterbacks are similar. They, you know, they running quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? And they run the ball so they could pass the ball. And Vitek, they do the last season they were doing a lot of deep passes. But I know they're going to look at that game and say, hey, this was kind of successful against Miami. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking that's how it's going to go. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball. I just don't think it's going to happen. But, you know, maybe they get a slot guy. I don't know if they got no little slot Caucasian.
Nah, he ain't Caucasian.
We got a white boy. We got a white boy. He not no slot receiver though. He play outside. His name's Steven Gosnell. He all right, though. He got good hands.
Yeah, okay. Bane been banged up. I don't know. X might know a little more if he's gonna be back this game. This was kind of the game we expect him back. I think no one's been able to run that effectively on us this year. You know, even with South Florida, with their running quarterback, we did a good job of containing him for the most part. I think they averaged 1.9 yards a carry that game. But talent-wise, I just expect a better Virginia Tech roster than a South Florida roster. I mean, that's just – maybe they turn in the corner, but that's just not what I'm going to expect. Plus, again, rivalry game, we play their best games, you know, and I know this is a game that – that Virginia Tech got circled on their calendar every opportunity we got, especially since we no longer have, you know, the divisions and everything. So I expect the best Virginia Tech team, especially, you know, they not – How banged up are they, actually? That's a good question.
Outside of some offensive linemen, we straight.
Yeah, most of you guys be out there.
Yeah.
That's what's up. What, you about to say something else, my bad.
Yeah, and you know, Vitek is the ACC. We just got that familiarity with them since Big East days. It's just like that, you know. Outside of a few games here and there that's been blowouts, it's always a tough game. Cause they know us and we know them. Especially when they had Bean, you know, when they had what's his name?
Frank.
Yeah, Frank. When they had him, it was like, shit. Every time you played them, man, it's you scratch your head like, man, it's gonna be a tough one. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's a lot different. And I'm gonna just keep it a buck, man. You know, y'all, it just unfortunately, man, that y'all got put in the ring with this punch you in the face tour, man. coming, man.
It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, man, we on the mission, man. That team on the mission. They focused. Even this week, I spoke with two players, man, and he was like, man, listen. And it almost brought tears to my eyes because when he said it, I was like, man, you're lying. He's like, man, like the practice are harder than the games. He's like, it's easy when we get on the field. I'm like, come on, man, don't say that because I know that's how old. And I'm like, man, y'all saying this is, you know, we 4-0. I don't want to get so hyped because we played four cupcakes. Yeah, I'm saying the Gators was a cupcake.
That was light work.
I'm like, man, let's get to this ACC play. But they still saying this. They saying, yeah, man, the practices are a lot harder. I'm
like, hey, that's a blessing. Hopefully it remains that way. I'm going to get you up out of here, bro. I want to ask you a couple more questions, though.
Okay.
As far as – I'm going to ask you one more question about the state of the program, and then we'll get to the game itself a little bit. Do you think you have your guy now? Do you think he can right the ship and kind of get back to Virginia Tech football?
And Brent Pry,
yeah.
Some people is the man before the man. I'm not an anti Brent Pry guy because I know what he got. I know the job he took on and the rebuild he had to take on.
I know what you mean.
But some coaches got to just set it up for the next man. And if he can survive this year, next year, he might survive and be the man. But In reality, he might just be setting it up for somebody else for to the flourish. Next Manny Diaz was the man before the man, you know?
Yeah,
Manny Diaz, we was losing to him. So yeah. I can't talk bad about him. I mean, Miami fans might talk bad about him, but I always got respect for Manny Diaz because he gave my boy Trayvon Hill. That's my real man. Trayvon Hill is my real friend.
Oh, yeah, shout out.
That's what's up.
And he gave him
an opportunity. Oh, yeah, definitely shout out to Trayvon Hill, boy. Yeah, man.
But some coaches are just sometimes the man before the man.
Yeah, that kind of was Rick for us. And then it went downhill with Manny because they was lazy. But he did a lot of good things before he got out of there. Rick did help set up a lot of good things.
Speaking of Manny, like, and I really can't stand the guy, but him being that Vitek would be a great team because that's the type of team he needs. He needs to get it.
I can see that.
He could bring in portal guys and not really focus so much on recruiting because that's his downfall, him with recruiting. He could get the portal guys to come in and buy into his defensive system at least because he'll play that style defense that Virginia Tech fans are used to.
When attacking defense.
Yeah, that attacking defense. I can see that.
I don't know. You know, offensively, he just got to get the right man in.
That's the thing. Manny could get it if he gets the other guys around him. You know, like you said, recruiting, he did a terrible job with linebackers the whole time he was there with us. But, you know, schematically, you got to give him credit. He did a good job at Virginia Tech. I mean, not Virginia Tech, Penn State as well. So, but again, that was with ace recruiters all around him, giving him the talent. So he just got to scheme it up. So if he could put the right, you know, right team around him, which is coaching in general. I always tell people that's what head coaching is. Just get guys that are better at your job than you. You need to be the orchestrator of this whole thing. Put it together and make sure, especially today, don't get too lazy. You can't just lean on the portal. You got to have some ace recruiters on that staff. You got to feed both ends of it. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to just use free agency to take care of my whole squad. It's not going to work that way. You end up like Florida State where you had nothing but mercenaries. And when they left, you know, that's why you get drubbed out 63-3 because those boys wasn't Knowles. They was higher hands and they just hit.
That portal, you know, that portal life, it's almost like JUCO life. It depends on your batch every year.
Yeah.
If you live that portal life, because Michigan State with Mel Tucker.
We saw that, right?
A portal game, a portal year. And one year. Went to the Peach Bowl. And
it was,
that portal life is like JUCO. Like you got to know the character of everybody you bringing in every year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it just helps to kind of have, you know, we got Canes now. We don't just got guys that are playing for the Hurricanes. That's a culture building thing. I would not be mad to see Manny there. We'll see if anything like that bubbles in the next few years. I was like, holy shit, man. I mean, I guess you want to take the job, but I would have held off another year if I had took Duke. But anyways, so how do you kind of envision this actual game playing out? I'm gonna drop this first thing in the morning. So tomorrow night, y'all pulling up. How do you particularly see this game possibly playing out?
I couldn't come on here and honestly just start lying. Because the game, because the game is won and lost in the trenches and offensive line, we don't got it. You know, I never come on here and just say anything. You know, I'm gonna do right for your platform.
Respect.
You know, because you're a cool guy. I ain't gonna come on and just lie and tuck my tail and hide on the timeline. So we don't got it in the trenches and this is the best defensive line. We play Clemson too in November, but this is the best defensive line we're probably gonna play till Clemson. So I would probably see us scoring maybe 17 points at the best. If we can keep it within the 19, I can live with that. Maybe a 17-30. Because Cam Ward is the truth. The way he make plays, extend plays, is accurate.
Brother,
it's the best quarterback we're gonna face all year, too. So
yeah, let me tell you,
17-30.
Okay, let me tell you something, brother. I'll be 1,000 with you. I did not get to see Cam. You know, X get a little bit of eyes on him, but he media technically, so they boot him out too. So when they was telling me how nice this dude was, I was like, yeah, I see. But the only thing made a little bit different was I give it to like let's say like Gabby and what's my man? Writer for The Athletic, drawing a blank right now. Who?
I thought you said David
Late. Yeah, David. Well, David Late, and then Manny.
Manny Navarro. Manny Navarro.
When them guys start giving up the goal, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, hold on now, because they ain't gonna lie to me. You know, they done kept a bean with me. They didn't want to tell me that Tate Martell couldn't throw. I never forget that shit. I was like, wait, what? You can't throw? Well, what the fuck? How did he become a five-star, and why the fuck did we go get him if this guy can't throw a football? So I had a little bit of hope. But then when we went out there and played Florida and I saw this kid in action, I go, oh, we finna bust they ass. I told the boys on this platform right here, my stomach was not. I wanted to beat that team so bad because I hate them motherfuckers, man. The fans, ever since I did the roll-up, I actually am cool with a lot of the Gators fans. In all actuality, they have been the coolest fan base to me, but they also have the worst assholes on that side too that I would actually punch in the face myself if we was ever to cross paths. But I wanted that one so bad. And once I saw this guy get out there and get to work, and I was like, oh, we got a chance at every single game. This guy really is special. Heisman candidate, possible number one pick in this draft type talent. And, you know, they're going to try to do it. But like I said, we're top three offense, no matter how you chop it up, whatever you want to go look at the metrics up there with Ohio State. And this is what Ohio State does every year, right? They go out, they beat up on people. And so we just handling our business. It's just people want to live in the past of, oh, well, it'll fall apart. This is Miami. But that's what you brought in Mario to do, to inject a new culture. To change that narrative and get this boat righted. Personally, I'm gonna kind of say my piece on how I think the game goes, and I'll let y'all boys chime in real quick. We'll get up out of here, but I think It may play out kind of similar to the South Florida game. I think it'll be pretty tight first half. I think you guys may pull a rabbit out the hat here or there, maybe get a trick play on us to try to take advantage of maybe some aggressiveness at some time, at a point in time, and make it interesting. I do think the first half will be probably pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's the best corners y'all going to face, though.
I can see that. I can see that. Absolutely. And I expect that out of our tech every year. I expect to see good cornerback play. You guys usually have an NFL guy on the roster at the corner position anyways. We will be healthier in this game. That's the other thing people haven't really paid attention to is we haven't been at full strength yet. I believe Bane will be back. There's a good chance our starting left tackle may be back, even though the backup has been playing better and better and better anyways. So we'll still be solid on the O-line again. But, yeah, I think he'll keep it. I think it'll play out very similar. I think we go into halftime something like 17, 14, something like that. But then I think in the second half we probably turn it on to another level, and I think we end up, hanging somewhere in that 35 to 42 range and pull off and kind of, you know, hold y'all off something in the range of 45 to 24, 21, something like that.
I was about to say, damn, Larry, you being nice.
I got to guess it. I was going to be an asshole. This is a nice dude. I like this guy. And I honestly think he can play that way. Real shit. I mean, this is what we're going to be testing the most in the secondary. Real rap. So, our corners, this is a game where the running backs may need to come to life. So far, the running game, actually, oddly enough, statistically, we are one of the better running teams in the country. But if you watch us, we're not being nearly as explosive as I thought we might be in the running game. So maybe this is a game where they can get that cranked up a little bit, because I do think the corners are definitely – well, I don't even think. These are going to be the best corners we play. So our wideouts are going to be tested a lot more so.
If, and this is a big if Vitek played like the first four teams played us, it's going to be trouble. It might be the best corners we played, but I'm just keeping a buck. I don't think those guys are going to be able to hang with our receivers, tight ends, and Cam Ward. Like, that's the thing. I'm still, you know, scratching my head. Like, why are teams just saying, well, shit, go ahead and let Cam throw the ball. We'd rather you throw the ball than y'all run the ball. I'm like, well, I thought it would be the other way around. But.
Well, you look at it this way. I heard somebody put it, and I said, this actually makes a lot of sense. It's so many more things that could probably go wrong with the pass game than the run game. So I'd rather try to see if we could do anything to get this guy off his square and maybe get a deflected pass, get it tipped in the air, we get a pick, because he's fairly accurate. He's got two picks, but we know one of them wasn't on him. Not fairly accurate. He's very accurate. I think what they're gambling on is, look, if we play the pass, this Damian Martinez, this Mark Fletcher kid going to just beat us up. And we're just going to end up dying a slow death. And then eventually they just end up pulling off. So, I don't know this. I think the idea is there's more chances things can go wrong in the pass game than the run game. Because run game, you know, hand it off. And, you know, and not much. Now, me personally, I think, if I'm them by now, I go, fuck that. Let's try to stop the pass and make them guys show me they can run. We ain't really shown a team we can bust you up for 7 yards a carry, 8 yards a carry. And, you know, it's been a big ripoff play here and there, but Martinez ran for, what, 9 yards last week? 3 touchdowns. But, like, yeah, he didn't, you know. So that's theoretically, I guess, why.
Yeah, at this point, you know, I knew Florida coaches, and they told me straight up, like, yeah, man, he going to have to beat us throwing the ball. Like, we don't think so.
I bet you they think so now.
He went in and did it against Florida, and I would think that everybody else say, well, we're not going to use that same recipe. Like, he can throw. I think what teams aren't paying attention is that our offensive line is pretty good. You know, like, our offensive line is giving him time to throw the ball, sit back there, and do his thing. So, again, I've seen Vitek. They do tend to send a few blitzes here and there. I think offensive line will handle it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, Larrion's gonna be nice. I'm not gonna be nice. I think he's gonna be a 35 plus point.
I picked us to cover the spread. That was nice.
It could be like, oh, they get there in the fourth quarter. I think it's gonna be halftime. I think they're gonna be like, yeah, man, let's just finish this game and get the fuck up out of here.
All right. Bro, what you got, brother?
All right, so this is how I see it. I think the running game is gonna get going this time around. Like I said, yeah, we haven't really seen too much from Martinez and Fletcher, but they also only been getting like maybe 6, 7, 8 carries. They ain't really been wearing them out. I think you probably gonna see Martinez up into like the 15 to 16, 17 range, with Fletcher getting probably between 12 carries. I think that Virginia Tech is probably going to be they're going to be a better coach team than what we have played against so far. I will give them that. They will be a better coach team. So that's why I think that the coaching will, I think it'll be close early. But I think that we probably just gonna beat them down. So I think it's gonna be, I'm gonna say 38-17 with like a late touchdown from them. You know what I'm saying? I think it's gonna be a late touchdown, but I think it's gonna be somewhere around that. I don't think, he said their corners are good. I think this might be the Sam Brown show. I think it might be the Sam Brown show, because I think that they're gonna key on Restrepo. I think they're going to try to key on Restrepo because they know what he does. So I think it's going to be the Sam Brown show. And I think he's going to have probably the best game out of the wide receivers, because I think George might be a little gimpy. I mean, we see it. We've seen it the last 3 weeks. So I think that, you know, what Sam Brown did the last game, he got that confidence, got that deep ball. I think we're probably going to see a little bit more from him. So I say 38-17 with a late score.
All right. No doubt. All right, man. Hey, appreciate you pulling up with us, Vito, man. Appreciate your insight. Appreciate you keeping it real, man. Like I said, this is a shop, man. We keep it real. We keep it kind of gutted in here, man. You had a little pre-show talk. We like to keep it fun, yeah, man. Yeah. Like, just like you pulling up to the shop, man. Absolutely appreciate you pulling up, man. You're welcome back with us anytime, brother. Thank you for your time, man.
No problem. Follow me on X at DonV757_. Check out VT4L podcast. It's me, my boy Trey Turner. He played receiver at Virginia Tech. And Joe Rogers, my boy Drift. 4L game, all that. No, thanks for having me on.
No doubt, man.
What's the name of this show?
26 Degrees, brother.
26 Degrees. I'm going to promote it. I'm going to promote it to my people.
I'll tag you. Yeah, I'll tag you in it. Matter of fact, when we get done, man, DM me the link to your show. And I'll add that also to the description of the show, man, so I can send some people over there as well. Appreciate you, man. All we got. We all we need. Peace and love, man. We will see you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.